For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. 1 week after the killing of Renee Good by an Immigration and Customs Enforcement officer in Minneapolis, another shooting by a federal agent caused protests to flare shortly after Governor Tim Walz addressed the state Wednesday night. Chelsea Perkins has the updates.
President Donald Trump on Thursday morning threatened to send the military into Minnesota to stop protests after the shooting that injured one person. This would be invoking the Insurrection Act, which is an 1800s law allowing the government to use the military to, quote, repress insurrections and repel invasions. According to an account from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, an agent shot an undocumented Venezuelan in the leg in North Minneapolis after he attempted to flee a targeted traffic stop. On social media Thursday, Walz made a direct appeal to the president, writing, quote, "Let's turn the temperature down, stop this campaign of retribution. This is not who we are." DHS Secretary Kristi Noem told reporters Thursday morning she has no plans to withdraw the 2,000 to 3,000 federal agents in Minnesota. Walz also appealed to Minnesotans during a six-minute address on Wednesday night. He encouraged people to protest peacefully and to carry their phones and document ICE activity if they see it.
Help us create a database of the atrocities against Minnesotans, not just to establish a record for posterity, but to bank evidence for future prosecution.
Attorney General Keith Ellison launched a form on his website Thursday that Minnesotans can use to share information about the impacts federal actions have had on them personally or someone close to them, or that they personally witnessed. The office asked that people not share rumors, media reports, secondhand information they can't verify, or social media posts documenting experiences that they didn't witness or experience. The form is separate from the portal collecting evidence regarding the killing of Renee Good. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
The DNR has come to a nearly $3 million enforcement agreement with Enbridge Energy for the fourth confirmed aquifer breach related to the Line 3 project. According to the DNR, Enbridge reported an upwelling of groundwater at the Moose Lake site near Swatara in Aiken County in August 2022. The groundwater flow was much lower than the other confirmed breaches. The DNR determined early in its evaluation that it would not be feasible to completely stop the flow of groundwater due to the peatland terrain, complex hydrology, and the potential for additional damage to the area's natural resources. Over the next year, Enbridge stabilized the site under DNR oversight. The agency will continue to monitor conditions at Moose Lake and along Line 3. Enbridge completed the controversial replacement of its oil pipeline in 2021, shifting much of the route some 30 miles south. Leanna Goose is an organizer for the Rise and Repair Alliance, which advocates for climate justice and indigenous rights. She says the financial penalty is essentially meaningless compared to the company's value and will, quote, have no real impact on Enbridge's long-term behavior. The DNR says nearly half of the financial agreement is set aside for potential mitigation, with the rest funding special environmental projects, ongoing monitoring, and civil penalties. An employee with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency estimated over 250 people attended the public meeting on Mesabi Metallics permits Wednesday in Nashwauk. The PCA permits are one of the last steps before the mine can open. Mesabi Metallics has around 100 local employees, and nearly all of them came out for the meeting. Malia May Pennington works in environmental compliance. She says they're excited to be so close to the finish line.
I think this just shows the work that we've been doing over the past year and a half, and the amount of supporters that are out here is amazing.
Mesabi Metallics aims to be fully up and running by June. The mine will produce direct reduction grade pellets for electric arc furnaces. It will be the first new pellet plant in the state since the 70s. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at kaxe.org. There you can also find content from our music, Phenology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.